about you, don't you worry. If you were in a hurry about Curry Claybo.
The Curry Claybo Show, by the way, airs now on Thursdays, but I still like the show open. I've been doing the show open for like 4 or 5 years, and it just doesn't feel right. It's like getting out on the wrong side of the bed, you know? You always get on the right side, you get on the left side, and something don't right. Your toe gets hung up on the sheets, and you're like, what? Yeah. Got some sad news we're going to get into today, right after our open runs here. So whether you drive fast or slow, just sit on back and feel the beat. It's Curry and Claybo. Good morning. It is January 21st, Friday morning. It's Tony Curry on Tony Curry Live. Man, what a monster show. Did you get a chance to listen to Blues Almighty last night with Austin Hanks? Dude, how good is that show, man? These shows we got going on here on Tony Curry Radio, you can bring that down. These shows run exclusively on Tony Curry Radio and the Tony Curry Radio app. It's free. I don't want nothing. I am not sending you notifications. I'm not asking you for anything. All I want you to do is download the Tony Curry Radio app. It's Curry with a K. And enjoy some kick-ass classic rock. That's all I want. That's all I care. I don't want anything. I don't want you to send me nothing. I just want you to listen. It's fantastic. It's free. It takes you about 5 or 10 seconds. Available through Android, Apple. You can get it on Alexa, Google Play. You can get it wherever. Tony Curry Radio app. Curry with a K. Download it. Tens of thousands of folks have already done it. We got 5-star reviews across the board. It's classic rock that you won't hear anywhere else, but it's not so deep that you don't know what the hell it is. We're going to play Paradise by the Dashboard Lights this morning at 8 o'clock. I'll bet your classic rock station won't do that because it's too long. Oh, it's 8 minutes long. How are we going to play that this morning? We have our traffic and our weather together, and we don't do that around here, man. We're classic rock to the bone is what we do, and that's what we all do. But the Austin Hanks show last night, man, he had ZZ Top, the Rolling Stones, the Doors, Jason the Scorchers, Slick Lily. I mean, it was flipping outrageous. I love the music he plays in that show. It's called Blues Almighty. We do it every Thursday at noon and 8. Encore presentations of Damon Johnson's show, the Damon Johnson Show at noon and 8. We're going to start moving some things around. We have Adapter Parish, a great business show on Tuesdays. Dark Side of the Pooch, killer show, noon and 8 on Mondays. And, of course, our Live Wire Wednesday show at 8 o'clock on Wednesdays. It's a full hour dedicated to AC/DC music. We do it all by request. It's all by request. That's why I'm playing Paradise with the Dashboard Light. I had friends of mine tweeting and texting this morning, I bet you won't play it. I'm like, why wouldn't I play it? I own the flipping station, man. I can do whatever I want. And our partnerships and our clients love it. I'll play Paradise by the Dashboard Lights 8 o'clock this morning here on Tony Curry Radio. And also two new shows, Mission Minded with my good friend Michael Coleman. We did our first show this past Wednesday. Sometimes, you know, I'm recording shows and I know it feels good and I'm enjoying it. And then I go back and listen to it and I go, this is one of the shows, home run. I listened to it. I was like, this is fantastic. It's a rocker's visionary type of show. Talks about business, entrepreneurship, mission statements, the whole nine yards. It's great. That runs at noon and 7:30 on Wednesday. And just follow us on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and even LinkedIn, and we'll let you know when these shows are going to play. And then a brand new show, which is going to start airing next week, called When in Rome. Stuart Rome, our good friend, he owns Woodhouse Day Spas, birmingham.woodhousedayspas.com. He wants to do a show. He's picking his own music, and we're talking about guy things, and we're talking about massage therapy, and we're talking about CBD oil and all kinds of different things. That show's going to air next week right here on Tony Curry Radio. All right, so I woke up this morning. The first thing I see is I get my alert that Meatloaf has died at the age of 74. Now, for people my age, I'm 55. If you're in your 30s, you probably don't know who Meatloaf is. Grammy Award winner for I Would Do Anything, But I Won't Do That. He also, of course, is in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Do you remember that? Man, that's just flipping killer. I mean, it's kids now, it's kind of like showing your 17-year-old Jaws. I showed my kid Jaws the other night, and he was like, I don't get it. This is horrible. Because they're so into the computer animation and all the different things. Back in the day, remember what scared the shit out of us, man? We wouldn't go into the water. I mean, for like 3 summers, no one was going swimming. It was a real deal. It was scary. And the whole scene on the boat where they're sitting there and they're crying, they're drunk, it's kind of slow. I don't really remember that part a whole lot until I saw it again. I was like, this is kind of boring. But now with computer generation animation, it's just crazy. But he's sitting there watching it, and I'm like, if you could show your kid the Rocky Horror Picture Show now, it was the real deal, man. It was the cult thing, man. They still do it around Halloween, on New Year's Eve. I mean, it was a real deal. And to see Meatloaf in that, he also was in the presentation of Hair, several presentations of Hair. And a lot of people don't remember this. He was a good running buddy with John Belushi. He was an actual understudy. Could you imagine those two guys sitting around a pound of coke, getting after it? I mean, there'd be nothing left for anyone else, dude. That long hair. He was an understudy for John Belushi in The Lemons. And so, you know, Meatloaf was, and by the way, he was only 5'10". They said at his heaviest, weighed 265. That cannot be right, because when I met him, and I'll tell you my quick story here, he had to be 300 plus. Anyway, he was this bigger than life, scary, maniacal, scared the shit out of me the first time I met him. I was out in L.A., and we were doing the Grammys. And it was one of those radio row things. There were only like 25 radio stations that were invited throughout the country. And Birmingham was one of those markets. And people knew who I was because classic rock 99.5 was just blowing and going. We were killing it. And so I got a chance to go out there to L.A. Paul McCartney was there. Lindsey Buckingham was there. Dr. Joyce Brothers was there for some reason. I'm not sure. Patti Smith. She was there, of course, at the time she was married to Roger Mapplethorpe. You may remember him. He was the artist that had the whole bullwhip thing. It was like, and it got all kinds of news. It was in Cincinnati. They made him stop his show because it had bullwhips and stuff in it. Max Weinberg, the drummer for Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. He was there. Who else was there? Heidi Klum. First time I met Heidi Klum. I want to say this was 1991. What a killer she was, man. I'm 6'4", so when I can stand up and a woman wants to give me a hug and we're looking eye to eye, it's like a special moment. So I'm sitting there. So in Radio Row, you have these celebrities or these rock and rollers who are coming through, and for the most part, they don't want to do it. There's 25 radio stations. They're going to get the same questions over and over and over again. They sit down for about 8 to 10 minutes. They get up and they go to the next one. And they do it for like 2 or 3 hours, and then they're done for the day and they move on. And they're doing it because the record labels have set up the interviews. Maybe they got a brand new single out. Maybe they want to get out and get their reps out, whatever it is. But for the most part, when you have these celebrities, these rock and rollers, and they do these mass interview processes, and the SEC Media Days, for example. You know, out there at the Winfrey. For the most part, coaches are going table by table by table. They're getting the same questions. We're laughing. And, you know, and it's uncomfortable because you only have them for a few minutes. And so rock and rollers are kind of the same way. So I didn't know. I knew who Meatloaf was. I had a K-Tel album. You know what K-Tel albums are? Hey, you youngsters. Good morning there, Tim McGee Sr. We used to have these K-Tel albums, and it was a collaboration of all these different songs on one album, right? So you didn't have to buy, you know, Bat Out of Hell to hear the one song it was on. So 2 out of 3 was on this K-Tel album. So I fell in love with that sappy a piece of crap there early in my life, and I knew that song, but I didn't even know Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. I didn't know Bat Out of Hell. I wasn't a big Meatloaf follower. I wasn't a big fan, but I knew of him. And so I'm sitting out there in L.A., and I think I was, 25, 26? Brash, narcissistic, egomaniac. You know, I had my thing here in Birmingham. I thought I was the hot snot. And I get out there, and, you know, I just sat down. I thought, okay, I'm ready to go. Well, here comes this 5'10", 300-pound guy with hair down to his ass, sweaty, leather jacket on. He had I can vividly remember he had a bright red shirt underneath, a brown vest that had 3 buttons on. I can see it like it was yesterday. And then he had this big, black, long flowing leather jacket on, cowboy boots, looked like he had spurs on him. And he sits down and he's this monster of a guy. He's this big guy. I mean, you could not ignore him, even if you weren't interviewing him. And he sat down at the table and I knew exactly who it was. And at that point in my career, if I was going to quit, it was right then, because I was totally unprepared. I had no question. I didn't even know Meatloaf was going to be there that day. It was one of those things where they just sat down. They're like, hey, do you want Heidi Klum? You're like, sure, you know, bring her on. And so you're scrambling. Now, take into effect, we had no internet. The internet was around, but we had no computers. I'm just sitting there with a tablet, you know, a piece of paper and a pen. I'm in L.A., first time ever in L.A., and I am freaking out. Andrew Steele, good morning to you, brother, and R.I.P. Meatloaf. And I'm freaking out because I don't know if he's got a new album out. I don't know anything about his old stuff. I knew who he was. You couldn't make jokes about his name. I mean, I totally freaked out. So he sits down, he looks at me, he goes, and we're not even on the air yet. He goes, you don't know who the hell I am, do you? Oh my gosh. And my heart stopped in my throat and I'm feeling like a total putz. And I'm like, I do know who you are. I said, I just haven't listened to your music long enough to become a fan yet. Phew. And he said, well, let's get started. Let's change that right now. Let's get started. And he was totally cool. He could have been a total asshole, and I would have totally understood. And I met a lot of assholes. I met a lot of people that, you know, they got to do it. It's an interview. They have to perform. They just want to get in and out and move on and go get their free meal and boogie. And he's like, well, let's get started here. And for the next 10 minutes, he taught me who he was. He didn't belittle me. He didn't make me look small. He built up the show, and rather me have to ask questions, because sometimes you sit down with these rock and rollers and you're asking these long questions and they give you a one word answer and then you're scrambling to come up with another. And then sometimes guys just sit down and they play along, right? They tell you what's going on. Well, I got this new thing here and I'm starting this new play on Broadway and I just got out of hair and I'm doing, and he did that with me. And so he helped me through the interview process, and I'll never forget it. And about 9-10 minutes into it, his handler tapped him on his shoulder and said, Mr. Loaf, it's time to move on to the next table. He said, great. Put his arms out. I got up. I got me a big, fat, maniacal, hairy, sweaty hug from Meatloaf. And I whispered in his ear, and I had sweat all down the side of my face. And I said, man, thank you so much for getting me through my 10-minute interview with you. And not everyone was like that, man. I mean, some people were just, they'd throw you out to the wolves. They sit there and they'd look at you, and they're like, okay, ask me the next question, dumbass, because you don't know who you're talking to, do you? And I mean, it freaked me out. And from that point on, I realized, man, I will never put myself in a position again to sit down in front of anybody and not know what I'm going to ask them, who they are, do some research behind them. And if you've listened to me over the years, and I even did this on Jocks with Jay Barker and Aldo Greco, man, I cannot be prepared enough. And I know these guys, and particularly in sports, and we interviewed other people on Jocks. We had celebrities on too. But for the most part, man, I like to ask questions that when a guest says, that's a great question, I know they haven't gotten it. And that makes me feel good because I'm doing my homework. And maybe it'll get me another interview down the road, you know? And I love that. And it doesn't always work. Sometimes you could be overprepared, but I try to find some information. Hey, I heard something. I reach out to some friends of mine that maybe knew that person and said, you know, did you, I heard this crazy night back in 1963 where you guys, and they go, where'd you hear that at? That's an awesome question. That's awesome. When they go, wow, how did you know that? That means they know you did your homework. They respect that and they love that. And they open up to you, man. Their posture changes, their voice changes, they start touching you on the hand. It's great. And Meatloaf, despite the fact I didn't know who the hell he was, or what he sang or anything else, it was just my moment. And I thought from that point on, man, I will never put myself in a situation where I'll feel that. This is the nightmare of going to school and not remembering the combination. Or you have the dream where you go to school and you realize you missed the first 3 weeks and you're like, school started 3 weeks ago? You don't know where your classroom is. You have those nightmares. We all have those nightmares. The old combination, you can't remember the combination, you can't remember where your locker is, or there's a hole in the middle of the hallway. Been there, done that. I'm like, I will never have. Scott Myrick, good morning to you. Scott, man, welcome aboard here on Facebook. We're Facebook Live on Tony Curry Radio. You can see me and hear me this morning. And from that point on, I was like, man, if I ever get into a situation where I have an interview and I'm not prepared, shame on me. Because these people are giving me their time. They're huge celebrities. They don't have to do this for me, even if the label tells them they have to. And I want to make sure I can pull off the best interview possible. And so I try to do that. And so the likes of the Mike Leaches and the Nick Sabans and all these people that we have on regularly, I think people appreciate the fact that I work hard to be as prepped as possible. But from that point on, I was like, man, if I sit in front of somebody and don't know, like Heidi Klum is Heidi Klum. And she's beautiful. You can ask her about general kind of things. When you're talking about a rock and roller like Meatloaf, man, I had no clue what the deal was. But so I want to thank Meatloaf because, quite frankly, that changed my life. That changed the trajectory of my career. And I know a lot of people, you know, they just show up and they've got their own silly ringing bells and they've got five people around them and they're all chucking it up and they think it's funny. And even if they don't know who the interviewee is, it doesn't matter because it's their show. I've always, you know, like I'm only as good as the people around me. And Dr. Josh Klapo and James Michael Keats and the crew we have here at Tony Curry Radio, I'm only as good as those people. And when people, the producers, the production, the people that are behind the scenes, when they do their job and you get up there and you lay an egg, that is a slap in the face to everybody in your organization. It's a slap in the face. And so, Brandon Cahill, good morning to you, brother. Every person has to have their role. And if all I got to do is sit and talk in front of a microphone for 4 hours, it better be damn good. I better be putting on a hell of a show. And I want everyone to know now, you got all the information I needed. I knocked it out of the park for you. So anyway, I wouldn't have been able to do it without Meatloaf. And, I want to thank him not only for his time and, one of those guys we really haven't heard a lot from. But dead at the age of 74 this morning, and changed my life. Heidi Klum, by the way. Whew. She still looks good. Dude, this was 1991, so this was 21 years ago, and she came walking in. First of all, she smelled wonderful, and she didn't know how tall I was. She could tell by my big, lanky legs, and I was kind of stretched out, and she was super flirty and super nice. And she sat there for her 10 minutes, and it went so well that the handler touched her on her shoulder, and she said, okay, it's time to move on to the next show. And she goes, can I stay here for one more segment? And I was like, she goes, is that okay? And I said, hell yeah, you can stay here. So she ended up staying for 30 minutes on my show. And then she's like, how about a hug? And I was like, okay. And she got up, and I got up, and she's like, oh, my gosh, you're 6'4". And I got me a hug from Heidi Klum, and I mean, I don't think I took a shower for like 3 or 4 weeks after that. It was, and she smelled so good. Oh, so good. All right. Enough of that. Coming up here at the top of the hour in just about 11 minutes, I'll play Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. I've never played it here on my radio station. I may play 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad just because I hadn't heard that song in 30 years. I'll play that too. I'll play both songs for you. Download the Tony Curry Radio app, Tony Curry Radio app. And it's Tony Curry with a K, and you can hear Paradise with the Dashboard Lights. It's 8 minutes and 26 seconds long. I love it. And I haven't heard that song. I remember seeing, I think the last time I heard the song was on MTV. And it took up like a quarter of an hour. It's the last time I heard Paradise with the Dashboard Lights. Fantastic song. By the way, along with all of our great shows, Adapter Parish with Adaptogent, we have, of course, the Rossbridge Animal Hospital, Dark Side of the Pooch. We have so many cool things going on there. And, of course, When in Rome with Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. We have a brand-new sponsor, Ed's Pet World. I'm going to go down and see Seth today. 47-year family-owned business. Everybody in Birmingham in the Southeast knows about Ed's Pet World. It's a pet store unlike any other. Once you go, you want to go every single week. It's always changing. They've got everything from bearded dragons, chameleons, geckos, red-tailed boas. I got a ball boa upstairs. When I got it, he sat in the palm of my hand. Now he's about 4 feet long. Amazon parrots, parakeets, tons of all kinds of fish, rabbits, chinchillas, ferrets, more. Hell, I think I saw a squirrel down there a couple of days ago. It was fantastic. Andrew Steele, good morning. And he said, yo, Ed's Pet World, it's the best 90s commercial, no doubt. It's fantastic. And not only that, but if you've gone down to Ed's Pet World lately, you realize that Seth is a toy collector. The last time I talked to him, he was in Las Vegas out there from one of those Dragon Con things. They have an amazing collection of vintage and modern toys. The owner of this amazing institution has a passion for collective vintage and modern toys, figures, pops, various items, specialty watches, collectibles, Star Wars stuff, all of it's still in the box. So if you're looking for some really cool toys, and if you found some stuff in the attic and you want to buy, sell, and trade, you can do that at Ed's Pet World. When you go down to Ed's Pet World, tell them, say, Tony Curry sent me down here, and they'll give you a heck of a deal. I'm going down there a little bit later on today to pick up some fish, and I need to get some stuff. I need to get me a little pinky for my ball boa. All right, so I appreciate you watching this morning on Facebook Live. We're remembering Meatloaf coming up here in 9 minutes. We'll go ahead and do Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. All you got to do is download the Tony Curry Radio app. Do me a favor. Tell everyone you know about Tony Curry Radio, the Tony Curry Radio app. Tell them just to download it. Just download it one time. If you don't like it, get rid of it. Super easy. It takes you 5 seconds to get it. It takes you 5 seconds to get rid of it. But listen to the Tony Curry Radio app. Tony Curry, Curry with a K, K-U-R-R-E. Make sure you put radio in there. Available. It takes you 5 or 6 seconds. Download it, and I promise you, you're going to love the music we play. It's classic rock that you won't hear anywhere else. And it's all up-tempo, by the way. Then we got the Damon Johnson show from Lynyrd Skynyrd. We got Austin Hanks. We got all these other cool shows that we're doing right here on Tony Curry Radio. Tony Curry Radio, Paradise with the Dashboard Lights. The entire version there from Meatloaf. We remember his life. He turned 74 several months ago, and he is now gone at the age of 74. And some amazing things about that song, too, because that song was actually written. It took a long period of time to get it done, and after numerous failed attempts by his producer, Meatloaf, to secure record label support for the album, nobody wanted it. Nobody wanted it. Mark Moogie Klingman, you remember him? Brought this project to the attention of Utopia bandmate Todd Rundgren. Of course, we all know Todd Rundgren. And Todd was the one who took it aboard, assuming that RCA Records had their full support of it, and they didn't. Todd took it under. Todd actually plays guitar in that particular song. The radio play-by-play by the one great and, of course, Hall of Famer Phil Rizzuto. And then Ellen Foley, who actually sang on that song, actually was not in the video. Carlo DeVito actually sang in that. You may remember her from Night Court. She did some comedy shows, but she was actually the gal who lip-synced that song to Ellen Foley's wonderful vocals there at Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. Amazing song, and we'll remember Meatloaf, and I told you my wonderful story about meeting him and how he changed my life in 7 minutes. He made me want to do radio. Pretty amazing, and he scared the shit out of me when I first met him. Man, I got to tell you, man, dude, you could be bowed up like a show dog. It don't matter, man. When Meatloaf walked in the room, you're like, okay, I'm a little guy, and he was only 5'10". So we'll remember his life. I'll play 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad a little bit later on the hour here on Tony Curry Radio. And I thought it was amazing because yesterday in 1982, Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off a bat at a concert. I remember it was huge news because I was 16 years old. And that was like, okay, Ozzy is certified crazy ass. And really, that catapulted Ozzy to like a different stratosphere, man. His fan base went crazy. People used to throw dead animals up because they thought he did sacrifices and things, and someone actually threw a live bat up on stage. He thought it was a rubber bat or a plastic bat, bit the head off the bat, and then realized that it was live, and consequently had to get all kinds of injections and stuff into his stomach for a long period of time. People were talking about, was going to kill Ozzy. He's not going to kill Ozzy. Dude's still alive. Anyway, so that was the bat head biting yesterday, and then the bat out of hell guy passes away today at the age of 74. Go figure. Tony Curry Radio, remembering the life of Meatloaf, passed away at the age of 74 late last night, and we played Paradise with the Dashboard Lights. If you missed it, you'll hear it later on tonight as we replay our Tony Curry Live show from 6 until 8 before the Damon Johnson show later on tonight. I love, I don't love when someone passed away, but it does make you dig a little deeper. His first show that he ever opened up for, you know what it was? Cheap Trick in Chicago. How about that? Meatloaf and Cheap Trick for a show. And also, I thought it was interesting, Meatloaf opened up for an extended period of time with the Grateful Dead, who we played just a few minutes ago right here on Tony Curry Radio. Well, we'll miss him, and I got a chance to meet him one time, and it changed my life as a radio announcer. It made me realize I was a putz. I was totally unprepared. I was not ready to interview Meatloaf. Hell, I didn't even know Meatloaf. This guy, this big sweaty dude with the long hair, then he sits down in front of me, and I was like, it scared the shit out of him. I was like, whoa. And he's like, and the first thing he said is, you don't know who the hell I am, do you? And I knew who he was because they told me he was coming, but and we didn't have computers. There was no way I could Google Meatloaf. I didn't have a laptop, my Apple in front of me. All you had was what's in your brain. I don't know how people did radio back then, to be honest with you. I sure as hell couldn't have done sports radio without a computer, because now you can pull stuff up on the fly. While you're talking, you can pull up stats and do all kinds of things, and we all look a lot smarter than we really are. But back then when you're doing radio, man, you had to have your crap together, dude. You had to be a fan of Meatloaf to be able to throw questions to Meatloaf, and I knew who he was, But I knew 2 out of 3 ain't bad only because it was off my one of my first KTEL albums. I think I still have it out in the garage. Those things are still worth some money, by the way. He never opened up for Kiss, but he did thank the Kiss guitarist. In a real life tragedy, that he never opened up for Kiss, but he actually hung out with some of the band members. Could you imagine Meatloaf with Kiss? Whew, it's too much. Tony Curry Radio. It's another one of those classics you don't hear anywhere else. You hear me say that a lot. Get over it because it's true. Turn it on again. Gonna turn it on again tonight with Damon Johnson. We got a lot of followers, a lot of listeners for the Damon Johnson show that airs on Fridays. And unfortunately, I got a message from him when we went back and forth. He's too damn busy to continue his show here on Tony Curry Radio, and I certainly understand that. But I am incredibly grateful and very gracious that he gave us the time he did. We got about, 11 or 12 shows in there. So we're going to replay some of those Damon Johnson shows. Encore presentations, the Damon Johnson show at noon and 8 on Fridays. We got a plethora of brand new shows. Mission Minded with Michael Coleman from the Jimmy Hell Mission. We have When in Rome. We have the Adapter Parish. We have the Dark Side of the Pooch. We have the Live Wire Wednesday with the Austin Ham. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So we'll have plenty of time to move things around. But for now, when you listen to the Damon Johnson show at noon and 8 today on Fridays, because Fridays are Damon Johnson Fridays, you'll hear some encore presentations. So if you missed any of those, and when we go Spotify, we will have all the shows up so you can get any of the shows you want, the ones with musical elements or not, 24 hours a day. So we're super excited about that. We'll have that up and rolling here within the next couple of weeks. Tony Curry Radio here on a Friday morning. Good morning to you. I hope you did not miss our big Meatloaf in memoriam this morning. He passed away at the age of 74. It's the first news I saw this morning. It's not now I like to start. It was crazy because we were just talking about 1982 yesterday. Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off the bat, which was huge news. When I was a radio, I was 14, 15, 16 years old, and I remember that song, and I was like, in that news, and I was like, whoa. And then the day after, we remember that day in 1982, then the bat out of hell guy, Meatloaf, passes away. And I was like, that was a bummer. Rockers reacting to Meatloaf passing away, and a lot of people, you didn't realize just how influential and how much people touch each other in the rock industry until someone passes away. We all know how much he meant to so many of you, and we truly appreciate all the love and support as we move through this time of grief and losing such an inspiring artist and beautiful man. A statement on Meatloaf's Facebook page said from his wife. He was hoping to get back out and touring soon. He said, I can still sing Bat Out of the Hell, no problem, all in the same key, all the high notes. We had so much fun so many times. Just 3 months younger than me, he felt like a brother. Queen's guitarist Brian May wrote on Instagram, Dear Meat, the world is mourning, and we will miss your fine and powerful presence for a very long time. That coming from Brian. Also, several other people reaching out. It just goes on and on and on. New York Times, Meatloaf, the singer, song, actor, his 1977 album, Bat Out of Hell. And again, this is one of those things where, you know, you don't have failures in life. You have challenges in life, right? You either succeed or you learn. That's why I learned that from Mission Minded, from Michael Coleman on our Mission Minded show. It runs at noon, 7:30 on Wednesday. It's not a failure. You just learn from something. And through our failures, through our challenges, you continue to reach out and network and get resources, because you never know when those people who turned you down are going to come back around. They may be beneath you or on top of you again. But Bat Out of Hell was an album that, and Steinman actually wrote the album for Meatloaf. They shopped that thing around for like 2 years. No one wanted it. Nobody. Until one of the guitarists from Utopia, along with Todd Rundgren, said, man, I got this guy, and I think this may be something you'd want to get involved in. Todd Rundgren ends up playing guitar. Next thing you know, the thing turns into be a smash. You just never knew. Ted Nugent, rest in peace, my soul brother, soul music's blood brother. A great man, great American rock, solid in the asset column of the American dream. The wonderful Meatloaf, force of nature, will always be with us forever. Justin Hawkins, RIP Meatloaf, thank you for everything. My thoughts and prayers, and people are just posting pictures left and right. It's super cool. Adam Lambert, a gentle-hearted powerhouse rock star forever and ever. You were so kind. Your music will always be iconic. I'm sure you're seeing concerts in the great beyond. Rest in peace. And it goes on and on and on. You can go to TonyCurryRadio.net, TonyCurryRadio.net, and go to our Rock Page News and see all of those wonderful things here on Tony Curry Radio. Tony Curry Radio, one of those favorite songs there from Damon Johnson, the Damon Johnson Show, encore presentations of a show going off at noon and 8 every Friday here on Tony Curry Radio. We're going to start switching things up. We've got so many flipping new shows coming up, man. Mission Minded coming up, When in Rome coming up with Michael Cole and Stuart Rome. Adaptive Parish with Dr. Alex Hubline. We've got Dr. I'm sorry, I got so many doctors. Dr. How many doctors do we have? Dr. Klapo, Dr. Hubline, Dr. Rab. I mean, we should open a hospital around here. Can I call it Dr. Curry? I am Dr. Johnny Fever is what I am when it comes to classic rock. Great shows. Check out Dr. Damon Johnson. Today at noon and 8 for his big show, and I just loaded up one of his classics coming up right here on Tony Curry Radio, so we're looking forward to that. We were talking about Dr. Meatloaf this morning, passed away at the age of 74, played the Dashboard by the Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. We also played 2 to 3 Ain't Bad. I forgot that song was like almost 6 minutes long, and that's one of the songs, it's all like, and I can't believe I'm making this analogy, but it's kind of like a Carpenter song, like a really good Carpenter song. Just go with me here. Go with me. A great song is a great song, whether you like it or not. It's a great song, and when millions and millions of people love a particular song or an artist, so, like Elvis said, 50 million fans can't be wrong, right? And if you just immerse yourself into it, like 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad was a great song, and people loved that song, and then it became kind of like, you really like that song because it was so sappy? But if you really kick back and listen to it, it's killer. It's awesome, and we're happy to play it for you this morning. You'll hear it again later on tonight, 6 to 8, right before the Damon Johnson Show here on Tony Curry Radio. Make sure you check us out on social media platforms wherever you go. Tony Curry Radio on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We're also on LinkedIn. I try to do all of our business shows on our LinkedIn account to keep all the classic rock on the other stuff right here. Speaking of success, this Mission Minded show we did on Wednesday was fantastic. And The Secret of My Success from Night Rangers coming up here next. Speaking of Mission Minded, don't forget Livewire Wednesday. We did it again on Wednesday night. You just heard some AC/DC. Brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing. For all your staffing needs, Kai Greger and his staff, they're fantastic. They do a wonderful job. Construction or otherwise, check them out. You need staffing, they'll take care of you. 205-682-2828. 205-682-2828. He's been wanting to come into the studio and do the show live. I'm like, come on, bring it on. We have partnerships with all of our great clients. You want to come by the studio? It's at the house. I'm a bachelor, man. We'll get after it. We'll have a good time. Come check us out. So I got to ask the question, do you think we've seen Ozzy for the last time? He's been trying to get back on the road. And of course, he just divulged, about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, that he had Parkinson's, although it appears that he's navigating that quite well. His wife Sharon keeps saying Ozzy will be back on the road, and that was supposed to be 2022, but we said that last year, and of course we're in the middle of a COVID pandemic. I saw Adele today announce on Instagram, I guess she did that yesterday, she was tearfully apologizing to her fans that her residency in Las Vegas is not ready. She said we were supposed to start at the end of the month. A lot of people had planned. Listen, people plan vacations and stuff around Adele, man. And she's like, unfortunately, we're just not ready. She said, half my staff is out with COVID protocols, and we got nothing. And we're not going to be ready, and it's unfortunate. She goes, I want to make sure we put on a good show. It's not about her just standing up there on stage and singing tunes, not in Las Vegas. So this Omicron crap just keeps rearing its ugly head, but the good thing is I think the peak is over, at least around here in the South. My family got it, finally. I almost feel relieved that we got it, and I'm glad we got the variant that wasn't killing people and putting people in the hospital. And straight out, man, if we weren't vaccinated, I'm sure we wouldn't be in the same position. I've been fortunate enough that I don't think I've had it yet. If I have, I don't know. But anyway, so things are changing a little bit. David Lee Roth, of course, his residency's been canceled. It's been kind of crazy. And if Ozzy Osbourne is going to go back on the road, I would love it. One last time for Ozzy. Because if he's going to die, that's the way I want to see him on stage. Speaking of dying, did you see this story? We have just a couple minutes here. Police responded to a 49-year-old man's home after a neighbor reported that he saw the man lying on the floor, unconscious. After he went to check on him, after not seeing him for more than a day, the Charles County Sheriff's Department said in a statement yesterday. EMS and fire officials forced their way through the front door. So there was no evidence of foul play. The man's body was transported to the office of the chief medical examiner in Baltimore for an autopsy. They discovered over 100 snakes of several different varieties inside the house surrounding his body. What the hell? Venomous and non-venomous snakes. Charles County Animal Control was working to rescue the reptiles with experts from North Carolina, Virginia. Jennifer Harris, a spokesman for the Charles County Animal Control, told WUSA 9 that the department had tagged and bagged over 125 venomous and non-venomous snakes. She also told the outlet that neighbors shouldn't be concerned. No one knew this guy had these snakes. I do want to assure the community and anybody living in this neighborhood, we have not seen that any of the snakes were not properly secured or could have escaped. That's nice to know. I know people were worried there could be some danger to people living nearby, but at this point, we have not uncovered or determined that any of the snakes actually were not secured after this gentleman's death. The biggest snake, a 14-foot Burmese python. 14 flipping feet! According to Animal Control, she said it was the biggest collection of snakes the county's animal control chief had ever seen in over 30 years of experience. You think? And nobody in his neighborhood knew this dude had any snakes. They asked the neighbors, like, did you know? They're like, hell no, we didn't know. That's one of those dudes that kind of cracks the door and goes, what can I do for you? I doubt he's getting Uber Eats. 125 venomous and non-venomous snakes in his house, but they were properly secured. I used to have a friend of mine that lived over at Walker's Chapel Road that he just loved going out and catching snakes, and he was really good at it. And I didn't realize we had rattlesnakes down here in Alabama until I went to his place, and I said, what's that? And he goes, it's a baby rattlesnake. I found it in my backyard. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. But he let these damn things, he didn't, but they got out. Snakes are going to get out, man. And if you got 125 snakes, that's a lot of rats.